Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Yasir Qadhi welcoming you to the MuslimMatters.org podcast. For more quality media, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa al-aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Qala Allahu azza wa jal fi kitabihil majid. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a mercy and guidance for mankind, revealed the Quran. And the Quran, as we talked about last week, is the greatest miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that mankind has ever witnessed and ever experienced. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Quran as many, many different things. It is the truth, it is clear, it is powerful, it is a message, it is a reminder, it is a guidance, it is a cure, and it is a mercy from Allah. And in studying the Qur'an, in unlocking the miracle and the message of the Qur'an, this is the primary source of guidance and the necessary experience for each and every single believer if they really truly want to live their lives in obedience and dedication, devotion to Allah. It is necessary that we study the Qur'an, we understand the Qur'an, if we want to dedicate ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really unlock the true relationship that we are meant to share with our Creator. I wanted to talk about a couple of verses from the Qur'an. And in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, talks about the nature of people, the nature of human beings. Allah is the one who created us. He knows how we react. He knows how we think. He knows how we're programmed, how we react to certain situations and certain things. So Allah talks about the nature of people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the reality of this life of this world versus the life of the hereafter, the next life, the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً مِن بَعْدِ ضَرَّ مَسَّتْهُمْ, that once people have experienced, they've been afflicted with some type of hardship, they've experienced some type of difficulty. إِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً مِنْ بَعْدِ ضَرَّ, then Allah says, after that difficulty that they've experienced, we let them taste, literally the word here is we let them taste a little bit of Allah's mercy. So they're allowed to taste some mercy of Allah after a great difficulty had come to them. After much adversity that they had experienced, Allah gave them a taste of His mercy. Some reprieve, some ease, some comfort. So it's not like their whole condition has changed. It's not like the situation has been completely reversed. But after being in a great difficulty, they just experience a little bit of reprieve. Things are a little easier. Something good finally has come their way. إِذَا لَهُمْ مَكْرٌ فِي آيَاتِنَا. But what do people do at that time? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and we'll see in the next ayah, that when the difficulty comes to the person, when adversity befalls a person, he immediately turns to Allah. He cries and he weeps and he prays and he falls in sujood and he begs and he pleads with Allah. Oh Allah, help me, please help me. And there's nothing wrong with that situation scenario. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Even the great Prophet of Allah, Ya'qub alayhi salam, he says that I turn in the moments of my suffering and I turn with my difficulty to Allah. That's where I go with my sorrow and my grief and my difficulties. I go to Allah. So there's nothing wrong with this situation of going to Allah when we have difficulty. But Allah says, But when that difficulty starts to be alleviated, when Allah alleviates that difficulty, when He makes things a little bit better, what do these people do? إِذَا لَهُمْ مَكْرٌ فِي آيَاتِنَا. They go back to the old ways. Now they turn towards plotting and planning and scheming and working against the message of Allah, the verses of Allah, the ayat, the signs. That they start distorting things, they start conniving, they start conceiving and hatching plans that are in opposition to the deen, in opposition to the will of Allah. قُلِ اللَّهُ أَسْرَعُ مَكْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet, peace be upon him, that you tell them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much more swift in executing His plan. That you might think you're coming up with all these schemes and these plans, remember and realize, Allah sari'u al-iqab, sari'u al-hisab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take account of a person, He can deal with a person very quickly. Allah is all capable and all powerful. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. He's completely in control and overpowers every single thing. He has complete control and complete power. إِنَّ رُسُلَنَا يَكْتُبُونَ مَا تَمْكُرُونَ. And every single thing that you do is being recorded. That don't ever think that this will fall through the cracks, that this wasn't noted. Every single thing that you do is recorded. And we know about this. The Qur'an talks about this. That this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us on the Day of Judgment. Everything we do is recorded. And on the Day of Judgment, اقرأ كتابك. Read your book. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. This will suffice for your accounting today. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. The criminals, the people that disobeyed Allah, they will look, they will see مِمَّا فِيهِ. They'll see what's written in their books and they'll be terrified. They'll be afraid because of what they see there. Ya waylatana. They'll curse themselves. Ma li hadha al-kitab? What's wrong with this book? La yughadiru saghira wala kabira illa ahsaha. Everything small, everything big that we ever did, this book has recorded everything. It's included everything. Wa wajadu ma amilu hadira. Every single thing they did in this world, they'll find it present right there before them. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah does not wrong anyone. Then Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has facilitated for us. He has allowed us, He has given us the ability to travel on land and in the sea. This is all from the blessing of Allah. We are not capable of doing this. Allah has granted us the ability and the permission to do so. حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ. Now Allah gives an example, a scenario. Imagine this situation. إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ. You're in a ship, you're sailing in a ship. Some people have boarded a ship. Put yourself in that situation. وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبًا. Not only did they board the ship to travel in the water, but Allah sent a beautiful, cool, strong breeze, a strong wind, to carry and move that ship forward at a good pace now. Now what happens when that situation comes? وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا. So these people now are happy. These people are celebrating. We've embarked on our journey. We safely boarded the ship. We have this strong wind and it's moving us along. فَرِحُوا بِهَا. They're so happy because of it. Now all of a sudden, جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ. Now a terrible, a very harsh, bitter storm arrives. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. And waves start come crashing in from all sides on the ship. And it's being tossed around in the ocean. Waves are crashing in, water is splashing in. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. And now, these people start to think to themselves, أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. We're done for now. That's it, there's no surviving this. We're not going to make it. So what do they do at that time? Now when there's absolute, that's it, this is it. It's all finished, it's right here. What happens now? دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They now pray. They now call out to Allah. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Real sincerely. Only for the sake of Allah. truly from the heart, they cry out and they pray and they beg and they ask the way a believer should at all times in this time of difficulty and adversity and tragedy and death staring them in the face. Imagine, they call out and they scream, "Oh Allah, please help us. Lain anjaytana min hadhi. If you save us, O Allah, from this calamity, this great difficulty, lanakunanna min ash-shakirin. We'll ever truly be grateful to you. No doubt we will be grateful to you. And you won't find us to be ungrateful ever again." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's told us in the Quran that who is the, that Allah tells us, "Amman yujibu al-muttara idha da'a wa yakshifu as-su'." That who is the one who answers the prayers of the person in need? Someone when he's in severe need and he calls out, who is the one who answers his prayers? Who's the one who removes the difficulty? It is Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He saves them. He helps them in this tragedy. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ He saves them. Now what happens? إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ They go right back to creating chaos and confusion and corruption in the earth. They go right back to where they were before. When the difficulty came and death was staring them in the face and they had everything to lose at that time, everything was done, at that time they called out to Allah. And they swore and they said, "No doubt for sure, Ya Allah, we will be grateful, we'll be obedient, we'll change our ways, you just please save us." And when Allah did save them, what did they do? They went back on their word. And they went right back to what they were doing before. Ya ayyuhan nas. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now tells, إِنَّمَا بَغْيَكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ This turning back on your word, this going back to chaos and corruption and disobedience, who are you harming? Who does this harm? It doesn't harm Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above and beyond this. He's خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ He's the creator of everything. فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ He can do as He wishes. يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ يَفْعَالُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above and beyond this. He doesn't need us. He's Samad. Allah says, إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ You're only harming yourselves. Realize you only hurt yourselves. You're only harming yourselves when you do this. And then Allah says, مَتَعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Go enjoy yourself in the life of this world. That's what you want. You have no focus towards the life of the hereafter. You have no interest in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So go enjoy the life of this world. مَتَعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُكُمْ You have to come back to us. فَنُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Then we'll take full account. Then we'll see what you did. And fully everything will be brought to account. What you did, the choices you made. And we know that when that time will come, Allah also informs us in the Quran that the grief, the sorrow, the regret that will overtake a person, يَوْمَ يَعَضُ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ He'll bite, he'll chew on his own arm, on his own hands. رَبَّنَا بَصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا لِنَّا مُقِنُونَ Allah, now we see, now we've heard, now we believe. One more chance. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا No, never. No more chances. You had your chance and refused. فَقْسَعُونِ وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ فَقْسَعُوا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ Be quiet and don't speak to me now. Remain in the fire of hell. So that time will come. So Allah says, now you go enjoy yourself in the life. And then Allah, and this is the main part that I wanted to get to at the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember He said, go now enjoy yourself in the life of this world. Go enjoy it. Now Allah presents an example, a parable. And He draws a very beautiful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents a beautiful example of the reality of the life of this world versus the life of the hereafter. He says, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا What is the example of this life? This life that you've chosen. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. You've chosen, you've given preference to the life of this world. What's the reality of the life of this world? كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. It's like water that we've sent down from the sky, like rain. Imagine it raining. فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. What happens when it rains? It sinks into the earth and it mixes up with all the different seeds and all the vegetation and the growth of the land. It mixes up with it. The ground absorbs it. And then we say, فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا. فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ. And then from there, grows vegetation. Fruits and vegetables. Grass, trees, leaves. All of this starts to grow from there. مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ. People eat it and benefit from it. Animals eat it and benefit from it. حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها. Then what happens? The earth starts to become beautiful. It starts to become beautiful and captivating. It looks brilliant. وزينت. It becomes beautiful, breathtaking. Everywhere you look, it's green and flowers and colors and fruits. Everything is coming to life. وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها. And the people that live there, the people that are there, they figured this is it. We have it made. All of this belongs to us. This is all ours. Nobody can take this away. I'm in complete control. I have nothing to worry about. Everything is set. Everything is made. I've got it made. أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا. But then what happens? Allah says that then the command of Allah comes. And it can come by night, and then it can come by day. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا. And then Allah says, then we turn it into just dust or leftovers. Just the coverings, the shells, the peels. Like nothing's left, it's all dried up. So imagine, you see this big, beautiful garden. And it's got roses and flowers and trees and grass and fruits and vegetables. And everything is green and everything is beautiful. And colorful and alive. Now imagine all of a sudden a very severe blizzard arrives. And it snows 12 inches. And everything freezes up. And it's frozen for a week. Finally, a week later, when everything thaws and all the ice goes away, what's left now? Is it still green? The flowers are still beautiful? The fruits and everything is still alive and good and beneficial? Everything's gone. Everything's ruined. Everything is dead. And how long did it take for this blizzard to arrive? You were looking at it in the afternoon, sitting out there thinking, look how beautiful this is. We got it made. We have nothing to worry about. Everything's fine. And overnight, you woke up in the morning and everything was covered with 12 inches of snow and ice. Overnight, now everything is dead. It's gone. Place the same analogy into the real life situations that we deal with. You build a big, beautiful house. You've worked your whole life. For 30 years, you've worked and you worked. You started when you were a kid, started going to school. Then you went to high school. Then you applied to the best of colleges. Then you got a good job and you worked for 25 years. Your whole life has gone into it. Finally, at the age of 45, at the age of 50, you build this huge, big, beautiful dream house. You build a $2 million mansion for yourself. And that's it. I'm set. I'm done. I've made it. Everything is great. I'm set. My kids are set. I have nothing to worry about. We have nothing to worry about. We made it. And what happens? Somebody lights a candle in the house and tips it over. Somebody leaves the iron on. Somebody forgot to turn the gas off on the stove. Somebody left the frying pan in the oven and turned on the oven. That's all it takes, right? Little slip of the mind. And what happens? You're sitting there looking at it at noon, and it's big and it's beautiful, and you're just admiring it. People are driving by and slowing down as they pass your house, and they say, wow, look at that. That's amazing. Have you seen their house? Beautiful. I'd give my right arm to live in a house like that. And an hour later, somebody left the iron on, somebody left the stove on, an hour later, it's burned to the ground, It's black, it's burned, it's destroyed, and it's disgusting. What's left? Nothing. This is what Allah is saying. This is the reality of this life. We put everything into it. And we are so tied up in it. And we feel like that's it. This is it. This is everything. But in reality, there's no safety. There's no security. There's no guarantees. Nothing is guaranteed. Just like that. In a matter of minutes, everything's gone. You save up and you save and you save and you work in your career. You get to the point where finally you say, today I can afford. And you go into the dealership and you drive out in a $100,000 Ferrari. Say, I deserve this. I've worked for this. I put 20 years of my career into this. And I've gotten to this point now. And look at the glitz and the glamour that it has. You drive down the street, people stop and they look at you. When it's parked in the parking lot, people walk by, pull out their cell phones and they take pictures of it. Look what I saw today. The teenagers and the kids, they stand next to it, they want to pose with it and take a picture with it. People beg you to give you a ride in it. So you just roll out with this big, beautiful car that you've put everything into. And you think, that's it, now I've made it. This shows, I'm done, I've done it. I've made it. This is my status, this is my accomplishment. That I can drive a car like this. And what happens at that time? You get into a head-on collision with a truck. What's left now? It's all gone. It's all wiped out. More than likely, that person will probably lose his life as well. This is the reality of this life. The glitz and the glamour will amaze you. It'll sparkle, it'll catch your eye. But it has no guarantees. It has no stability. It has no safety. It has no security. It has no longevity. Nothing. This is a reality of this life. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا كَأَنْ لَمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. And then when you turn around and you look at it, it's like it was never even there the day before. When that house, that mansion, it burns down, 2 days later the cleaning crews come and they clean it all off. You drive by 2 days later, it's like that house was never even there. It took you 2 years to build it, and in 2 days it's wiped off the face of this earth. It's gone, it's finished. كَأَنْ لَمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, this is how we explain. لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. For people that'll think, people that'll take a minute, they'll stop and they'll at least think. They'll ponder this. So where are we at this point? As far as we know, the Qur'an, Allah has just told us, nothing in this life is guaranteed. Nothing is safe, nothing is secure, nothing is stable. Then what is? And that's where Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah is calling you to the place of safety. He's calling you to the place of security. He's calling you to the only place that is guaranteed. And that is the life of the hereafter. That's paradise. That's fully guaranteed. There's complete safety and security there. There's stability there. There's فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. All of eternity, never ending. And here's the thing, you don't have to apply to it. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to discover it. Allah is saying, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا. He's calling you in. Saying, come on in. Just please come. يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَرِ. Allah is calling you. Come. It's ready. It's waiting. All it needs is for you to take a step towards it. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَرِ السَّلَىٰ. So this is the reality of this life. And this is the reality of the life of the hereafter. And that's what Allah says, بَلْتُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You might prefer the life of this world. You might have given preference to the life of this world. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. But Allah says, if you only understood, and if you only knew, that the life of the hereafter is better for you, and the life of the hereafter is forever and ever. It's longer lasting, it's for all of eternity, and it's better for you. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى. I didn't want to get into this, and there's so many other lessons and beauties here in these verses and these ayat. So many different points of eloquence and beauty in these verses. And in the next few verses, there's all these amazing points. But very briefly, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. People who will excel, people that will do good, people that will strive, that will work hard. And they'll do the best of to the best of their ability. Allah says, الْحُسْنَى. We'll also give them something excellent and something beautiful. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. But then Allah says, وَزِيَادًا. We'll even give them more than that. In terms of the life of the hereafter, Allah is saying, whatever you do, you'll get the reward in the return for that. Not only that, we'll give you even more than that. And this waziyada specifically talks about looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be given that gift and that ability to look at Allah on the Day of Judgment and in paradise. But on the other hand, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا السَّيَّآتِ جَزَاءُ سَيَّآتٍ بِمِثْلِهَا. But when you commit a sin, Allah is so merciful towards you. Allah is so loving towards you. That when we commit a sin, He will only punish us according to the sin. Even if He punishes us. Otherwise He forgives. He is the forgiving. But even if He holds us accountable, He'll only hold us accountable at the maximum to the extent of what the sin that we committed. Not more than that. But rewarding, Allah will give us much, much more than that. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةَ فَلَهُ عَشْرَ أَمْثَالِهَا. A person who comes with a good deed, Allah at the minimum will multiply his good deed by tenfold. 10 times. But وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةَ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. But a person who commits a sin, who does something wrong, he will not be recompensed for that sin except according to it. He'll only be punished accordingly. Only that much of a sin is written down, nothing more. And definitely less. Allah is forgiving and merciful. So for that reason, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to rearrange our priorities. We need to analyze. We need to think, what are my priorities in life? What have I given preference to? In my time, in my abilities, in my wealth, in my money. And those priorities, what priorities have I transferred over to my family and my children? What example have I set for them as well? We can't ever forget that. Those of us who are parents, we are not only making decisions for ourselves, but we are setting in a crucial, critical example for our children. We're teachers. We're leaving an example for our children as well. So how have I lived my life? Has my priority been the life of the hereafter, the akhirah, or have I invested everything into this world? That Allah so clearly in the Quran is telling there's no guarantees. This is temporary. It's fleeting. It's going to be here today, gone tomorrow. And all of this education, all of this realization, all of this insight is present in the Quran. And to start analyzing and to start figuring out and realizing how we've lived our lives and how we need to live our lives, the Quran has the answers for that. And we need to start educating ourselves about the Quran, learning about the Quran, so that we can change the way we live our lives. So may Allah give us the ability to practice everything we've said and heard. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.